Wildlife experts in Idaho are tracking a mass die-off of snow geese, 2,000 of them found dead, apparently from avian cholera, which can kill the beautiful white migratory birds mid-flight. We're fond of snow geese. Many of you know every year at Thanksgiving, we listen back to our visit to Vermont to see the snows with my now late uncle, Lachlan McLachlan Field.
I saw it one time I walked out in the backyard, and snow geese were going by. They were flying single file. And I bet you the line of them was probably 3 football field length.
Really? Long.
Never seen it since. Huh. Sometimes you can hear them coming, all honking away.
Oh my gosh! Hundreds, thousands of them! Uncle Locke, look! Thousands!
Around, yeah.
Here they come. Okay, it was exciting. Let's bring in Idaho waterfowl biologist Jeff Knetter from the Idaho Department of Fish and Game. And Jeff, I hear you're familiar with our trip, but it is quite a sight, isn't it, when snow geese lift up?
It is impressive, in my opinion, here in Idaho, even though we have lots of deer and elk and some of those charismatic wildlife, I think that the snow goose migration is one of the more impressive wildlife spectacles we have in the state.
Yeah, so it's 2,000 snow geese dying. Tell us, why do you think it's avian cholera?
Well, we believe it's avian cholera because it's not uncommon in snow geese to have an avian cholera outbreak that would include numbers of this magnitude. This is a common disease in snow geese, and once they're infected, they do die quite quickly.
We understand some of the symptoms include, you know, convulsions, erratic movements, but also flying upside down before they die. Now, look, those of us who love snow geese are a bit upset about this, but how concerned are you about it?
I'm not concerned at all. Snow geese are very abundant in the Pacific Flyway, and actually in each flyway that's found in North America. They're very abundant.
These are their migratory paths, and yours are in the Pacific Flyway.
That is correct. There are on the order of millions of lesser snow geese, and thousands die due to cholera every year, oftentimes many in the same locations. The particular location where we've had an outbreak, which is called Mud Lake Wildlife Management Area, is an area where we've observed avian cholera in the past, specific to snow geese. But in this case, this is a little bit bigger than some of our more previous outbreaks.
Well, but aren't you concerned about it spreading? We understand the carcasses have to be picked up by officials and burned.
That's correct. We are concerned about the spread, but that's also why we're very vigilant about going out there and collecting the carcasses. And after sort of that first mass amount of death that we saw, about 2,000 birds, now it's more on the order of a handful of birds each day.
Well, and there were reports of some other birds spotted near the carcasses, maybe 20 bald eagles.
Yeah, and that is one of the concerns. That's why we do pick up the carcasses. It is the bacterium certainly is passed by ingestion, but it's actually not that common in raptors. But certainly to be safe and to minimize the spread of the outbreak, we want to make sure that we pick up all the carcasses.
Well, what about humans? What should they do if they come across a dead snow geese?
Well, it's always a good idea any time you find a dead snow goose or any other dead bird to try and get in touch with a wildlife veterinarian if possible, or call your state fish and game agency. But the biggest thing is to take precaution. You don't want to be picking up dead birds. It's always a good idea to have rubber gloves, which is what our folks are wearing. Certainly you shouldn't be eating or smoking or something like that when you're handling a dead bird.
Yeah.
So those are some of the general concerns.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, hopefully people are not coming across dead snow geese. Hopefully they'll get to see them up in the air in that thrilling way that they fly. Can you just describe a little bit more about what is so appealing about snow geese?
I guess what I think is very appealing is just the sheer number of birds that can get up at one time. You know, when they're all on a roost and making the racket that they do, and then they erupt into the air. I think it's just a very striking image. Hearing all of that raucous noise around you. It's very impressive. And then as they fly over, as you observed with your uncle, once they take off from the water and then are over your head, it really kind of takes your breath away.
Jeff Kinetter, waterfowl biologist with the Idaho Department of Fish and Game, as 2,000 snow geese have been found dead there of avian cholera, but officials there feel they have it under control, and it's something that occasionally happens. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you so much. It was a treat talking with you.
We'd love to hear from birders out there. How are you seeing the snow geese this spring? How are their migratory patterns looking to you?
Yeah, even if it is something that happens, it's still got to be pretty shocking to see that happen in front of you.
Yeah. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.